Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, gotta get that prep down, you know, like condense it. We'll talk about that after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, this is kind of a follow-up to the last episode about whatever I was talking about. I was rerunning a game. Because I talked briefly about like condensing the prep. And I wanted to elaborate on that a little bit. And to me, this goes for adventures, modules you run, and especially stuff you've written. Okay? Now, I encourage repeating scenarios, not for the same group, for different groups, because you get a chance to refine it, as I said in the last episode. But it also gives you a chance to condense the prep down. Now you know what you're dealing with. And for instance, the last time, I do a Gangbusters game every year, and I'm going on at least my fifth year doing it. And I went back and looked in my GM book of the first one I ran, which is a two-parter called, part one was called The Land Deal, and part two was called Where's the Dutchman? And I wrote it out. It was based on a plot hook that I got off of one of Mark Hunt's Gangbuster supplements. And I looked at it, and okay, I looked at The Land Deal, and I look at Derek Howard, who is like the main victim in it. And it gives me all the information. What I basically did was I printed out that part of the parts of the PDF and just pasted them in the book. But I noticed there's 11 pages of prep here. That's way too much. Way too much. Because what I got here, it's got the original plot hook I pasted in here. It's got other things, or rather things that I use to kind of flesh out the plot hook. I've got Derek Howard's stats and bio here. I also, here's the thing. I wrote a timeline where certain things are going to happen. Okay, cool. And you got to keep it in your mind. You remember that this may not go the way you want it because it's because of players. Then the next page, NPCs, the entire Black Hand. I did all of the stats for the major people in the Black Hand. And, you know, they're soldiers or thugs. I did one, two, three, four bullet points for hooking the PCs, okay? Depending on what they do. Cops, reporters, prohibition agents, PIs. And then I come up with the crime timeline. And I look at this and I go, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Next page, I've got contacts that the PCs can come up with. Clues and leads for the PCs on this. Because it all involves mainly a liquor bust coming in off the river to a barn. And that's kind of a secondary story, a subplot to why this guy got killed. Or rather, it just works that way. I got a map here of the lot/barn. Some more notes about the barn. Other locations that I listed. There's a speakeasy that I filled out with NPCs. And then I put a heading called Fallout. What would happen, you know, if it went the way it's supposed to go? Which, you know, basically, you know, this is the denouement, okay? And it's not anything in particular. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bullet points. And to me, those are just suggestions to the GM, okay? Because you never know what's going to happen at the table. Next, I've got the crime timeline for the second part. Where's the Dutchman? And I got right with bullet points right after the crime timeline. I got a regular bullet pointed for the adventure and some possible alternate scenes and the Rock Junction mine outside of town. Okay, that is 11 pages right there of prep. That's too much. Besides, when I'm running the game, I don't want to be, you know, doing this all over the place, flipping pages all the time. So you got to reduce it. Because I looked at like one of my other scenarios, which was called Contented Cows. This was like my fourth scenario I ran. And it's got 1, 2, 3. And that's it. Okay? That's it. The next one, the blow off. 1, 2. 2 pages. Shine on Harvest Moon. 1, 2, 3 pages. Or rather, yeah, 3 pages, and then the Roadhouse Blues. 1, 2, 3. And that's all. 1, 2, 3. I ran that without even writing the whole thing. But, you know, 11 pages is two. That's stupid. It really is. Well, I'm not going to say stupid, just naive. I mean, for a first-timer, for a first-time GM, I can see how that happens. But then when you go back, try and condense it. For instance, I don't need 2 timelines. Put it all in one time. Call it the crime timeline, but put it all in one timeline, okay? You know, that the event, basically the adventure beats that you want to do. All right? It's a good thing I put the plot hook and the character in here so I could reference that. But I didn't need all... In the NPC part of it, excuse me, I did not need to put in the entire, the main guys in the Black Hand. I could have done that in a separate thing, okay? But I have it there. And then I've got plot hooks that should come right after the timeline or the adventure. And there's the crime timeline again. You don't need it. Contacts. It'd be nice to have clues and leads, the main location. The speakeasy is, to me, more NPCs, which could be lumped in with back here. You know, like I said, I don't want to put the Black Hand, but these NPCs are useful. Those go in the second path. And the fallout. Okay, fine. You've got some good ideas here, right? And another crime timeline for part two. There's no reason why you can't combine both of them. This was a two-parter because I felt there were two separate stories here, which were kind of related to each other because the Dutchman was the one who killed Derek Howard. Okay? So, and then he goes on the lam. Anyway. So, you know, hook the PCs could go in the crime time. You can put an entrance. Okay, timeline, hooks, boom, 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 and then go through the adventure, do that. Then follow with the contacts, then I put the location, and clues and leads if you have enough room. Leave out the speakeasy, or not leave it out, but leave out the NPCs in the speakeasy, because you should put those in the NPCs in the beginning of it. So I could see this, and the fallout, will just roll with it, you know? Whatever happens at the table, happens at the table. And I could combine this into one adventure now, okay? And I would have no more than, I'd say, 4 pages. And I probably have 3. Okay, because one of the reasons I like the bullet point is because I like the brevity. I want something that just triggers my brain to tell the players what's going on. Because I don't want to have to sit there and read text after text after text. That is boring to me, boring to the players. So what you have to do is just go back to your notes and say, okay, what can I cut out? What the hell can I cut out? And cut it out. I mean, take it. I've got another GM book here that I'm trying to fill. And I'm working on it. You know, I've got a couple of my scenarios in here already. And what I want to do is transfer these. In fact, the ones that are like 3 pages, I'm going to try and cram them down to 2. Because you want as little as possible reference to look up. I mean, I'm still going to have the book there, you know. And, you know, if you need the rule book, if I need it. And if there's anything like in one of my games, I have a big old Bengal tiger that gets loose. So, you know, I'd have to have stats for a tiger. Big deal. I could grab that out of any monster manual for basic D&D. Or AD&D, first and second edition, or something like that. Or some other monster book. You don't, you know, just grab the damn thing. And since I'm using Gangbusters BX now, that means I can use BX stats on a monster. Plus, you know, I'm looking at the land deal, Where's the Dutchman, the two-parter again. And this gives me a chance to condense it down and convert it over to Gangbusters BX, which is what I play these days. So it would give me an excellent opportunity to cram this and condense it down into just what I need. All I'd have to do is take the rule book and this book and go to town and, you know, do it that way. And I got plenty of pages and there's no problem of doing it all. Anyway, that's what I wanted to relate to you. So go out and condense your prep. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. Anchor, Spotify for podcasters, dummy. Okay. If for a single, we are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly: Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Soros, and Jason from Moro Project. Thank you. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, or my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks later, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.